Track 85.
OK, are you all ready? The quiz will begin in a few moments. All the questions are about cities of the world. Listen carefully to each question and then write down the name of the city. Here is question one. This is the second biggest city in China. It's in the north of the country and has some beautiful parks and temples, including the Summer Palace. It also has a very famous stadium called the Bird's Nest. What is its name? Question 2. This city is in Europe. The city has a lot of bridges, museums and art galleries, including the Louvre and the Musée d'Orsay. It has one of the most famous cathedrals in the world, Notre Dame. The cathedral is on an island in a river. There's another beautiful church in the city called Sacré-Cœur. Question 3. This city is in the United States of America. It's probably the most famous city in the US, but it's not the capital. It has a statue called the Statue of Liberty. It's on an island, so you can take a boat trip to see it, and also the beautiful Brooklyn Bridge. There are many other great places to visit. Central Park and Times Square are both popular. Question 4. This Latin American city is next to the Atlantic Ocean. It has one of the biggest football stadiums in the world. It's a modern city with many skyscrapers, but it also has a beautiful and very interesting old town. The other really famous thing here is the statue of Jesus on top of a mountain above the city. Oh, and every year there is a big carnival in the city at the end of February. The Olympic Games were here in 2016. Question 5. This is the largest city in the world. It's in Asia. It's very modern and busy, and is famous for its bright lights, skyscrapers, shopping areas and restaurants. The city also has many excellent museums, temples and gardens, and, of course, over 150 foreign embassies. There's a beautiful mountain called Mount Fuji, not far away. Question 6. This is the largest city in India, but it's not the capital. It's in the west of the country, by the sea. It has a very large film industry. It's a great place for tourists because it has both beaches and wonderful museums. There's a beautiful fountain called the Flora Fountain in the south part of the city.